Corpus Christi is really a very beautiful celebration. But what do we actually celebrate, or what's the point of this solemnity? Why do we actually have to celebrate one day at Mass the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Isn't that precisely what we do every single time we come to Mass? And that's exactly the point. Yes, once a year, with special care, with extra love and devotion, the Lord wants us to consider that which happens at every single Mass. And if we can, to supply for the lack of devotion, for the distractions of so many other Masses throughout the year. So the invitation of the Church for us today is very simple. Love as much as you can. In the first reading, we heard that the people of Israel responded to the covenant and said to Moses, we will do everything that the Lord has told us, everything. Not just what's absolutely necessary, never the minimum, always everything. In that very beautiful sequence, that hymn that St. Thomas Aquinas composed for this feast, at the beginning, when in one of the stanzas that we actually didn't get to sing, St. Thomas wrote something very beautiful. He said, bring him, bring Jesus, bring him all the praise you know. And then when we read the earliest description of the rites of the Mass, which St. Justin Martyr wrote in the year 160-something, he says something very interesting, fascinating, and very important. At some point, he's just describing how bread and wine are brought to the altar. And then he says that at that point, the priest offers prayers to the best of his abilities. What could that mean? Obviously, he's not saying that a priest or anyone is doing obscure prayers, things that they had to memorize, very difficult. It's about quality, about the quality of our prayer, about our love. That is the best way of praying. That is praying to the best of our abilities. So the point is very simple. One thing is to come to Mass, another to participate well. It is good to come, of course, always. It is very good to come. It is much better to enter fully into what happens here. And don't we, if we're sincere, don't we have to recognize that at times we get distracted when we come to Mass? Don't we at times fall into some kind of routine and just go through the motions? We've done this so many times. What's new? But today the Lord wants us to do everything we can, everything He asks. To bring all the praise that we know, all that praise that we have learned throughout so many years and so many Masses, to bring it here today to the altar. And so to pray and to give thanks to the best of our abilities. Our remodeled church is a wonderful opportunity to try to do this, to pray better, to worship better. Jesus asks in today's gospel, where is my room where I can eat the Passover with my disciples? And we should be very happy to be able to say, here, this is your room, your consecrated, still freshly consecrated altar and remodeled church. This is your room. We have prepared everything for you. And from the many different elements of our remodeled church, I would like to highlight just one element that can help us to connect some of the different reflections of today's Mass. And I want to talk briefly about the floors. Many times floors at churches go unnoticed. Of course, sometimes there is not much to notice, but we should be grateful that there are some things to notice here. When you walk into the church through the main doors, from the narthex and come into the nave of the church, you see that there are seven crosses in the central aisle. Crosses and some other elements that direct our attention and our eyes towards the altar and the cross and the tabernacle. Of those seven crosses, then we will see that there are three crosses that are bigger and therefore more important. In the back, as we just enter the church, we see an Immaculate Heart of Mary. So as we begin our procession into this experience of adoration and devotion and liturgy, we walk with Mary. Then at the center of the church, we find the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Mary takes us to Christ, and Christ then finally takes us to the mystery of God. And in the last big cross right here in front of the sanctuary, we find a symbol of the Most Holy Trinity. And when we get there, entering to the mystery of God's love and revelation, then we come to the threshold of the most sacred space of the church, what we could call the Holy of Holies, the sanctuary. This part, this higher part of the church, is not really a shortcut to get quicker to the sacristy or anything like that. It is really the Holy of Holies. It is the most holy place where the sacrifice of Christ happens again and again. And on the risers towards the sanctuary, those three steps, we find one of the most subtle and yet meaningful and beautiful details of the church. Probably some of you have not noticed. You can only see when you actually get closer, and especially when there is not a lot of artificial light. But you will see, you will notice, there is an inscription. There is a carving on the stone, and it says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend," from the letter to the Philippians. That phrase, of course, is very important for us as holy name, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend." It is also a very important reminder of what happens here. God is here. This is about adoration. There are awareness of the mystery of mysteries that happens here all the time. One day at Mass, Saint Augustine told his people before Holy Communion something that we could use as well as a good reminder. He said, "No one eats that flesh without first adoring." First, we need faith and adoration. The consequence of that is communion. And this leads me to say just a couple of things about Holy Communion. The first and most important thing is the reminder of what we already know very well. It is the Lord. Holy Communion should never be simply about personal preference. It should never be about tendencies or conflicts or anything like that. Holy Communion is about faith. It's about love, about adoration. It is the Lord. So two very concrete things that we've, in fact, discussed more than once, but we could always use a refresher. The first one is that communion, on the hand, is allowed by the church. So if you have a reason to receive communion in the hand, there should be a reason. But if there is a reason, you can do it. What I would just ask you, and if I may, as your pastor, beg you, is to be aware of, if you choose to touch the consecrated host with your hand, to be aware of what's on your hand. And therefore, to remember something very simple. Jesus Christ is present in that consecrated host, also in every single tiny particle. Therefore, again, if for a reason you choose to receive communion in the hand, always make sure that you don't have any small particle of consecrated host remaining in your hand. You will have to consume that as well. It is the Lord. Far from being an exaggeration, this is a normal consequence of our faith and our love. St. John Paul II said that there can be no danger of excess in our care for this mystery. It is the Lord. Now, it is also good to remember that still the ordinary way of receiving Holy Communion in a long tradition is on the tongue. Among other things, because in a rather practical way, this simply eliminates the risk of what we said before, of some particles of consecrated host remaining in the hand. So while communion in the hand is allowed, then we should also consider the benefits of receiving on the tongue. In the end, our participation at Mass should never be about what's exactly allowed or not, about the minimum, but about the best way of believing, of loving, and of adoring. About that also, briefly, we're going to start bringing some kneelers at the moment of Holy Communion here in the front of the sanctuary so that those who want to receive communion while kneeling can do so. And I want to be also very clear that that does not mean that everyone now has to receive communion kneeling, or you should feel guilty if you don't. If you prefer to receive while standing, then nothing changes. Just stand there in front of the kneeler. But if you already receive communion while kneeling, and especially if you're carrying two or three babies, then you will have a place where you can actually kneel and be safe. And if you want to try that as well, you're more than welcome. The question today and always is, how can I believe more in this wonderful sacrament? How can I love more Jesus Christ truly present in the Eucharist? How can I adore him more? So hopefully today, in this beautiful day of Corpus Christi, we will renew our love for the Eucharist and do everything the Lord has told us, bring all the praise we know, and pray and give thanks to the best of our abilities.